1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The Fort Lauderdale area got so much rain on Thursday that it about equaled 40% of what it normally gets in a year.
The water started rising. I thought I was going to drown. Because I couldn't get my door open at first. And the windows wouldn't go down. Nothing was working. All the lights were going on in my car, so nothing was operating.
Helping rescue people with a buggy, Chris Wolf.
We have to get them out. They're priority. The animals, a lot of cats, dogs, just a combination of everything. People just don't know what to do. They're afraid of having the electricity with the water.
With its runways underwater, the Fort Lauderdale Airport was closed much of the day. There are also flood threats in the southwest and mountain states due to all that snow that fell this winter. That is now melting. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira of the Massachusetts Air National Guard accused now of unauthorized removal of classified national defense information. Those embarrassing spying documents that started popping up on an obscure social media app months ago. With more, correspondent David Martin.
The Washington Post interviewed a teenaged member of a small chat group on Discord who said the leaks began with text messages quoting from classified documents. And then, when no one seemed impressed, photographs of the actual documents. Glimpses of what lay beneath the documents, a countertop and a kitchen floor, matched photos of the inside of Teixeira's home. A digital trail which led the New York Times there ahead of the FBI.
And now to New York, where ex-President Trump reportedly testified for hours in the state attorney general Letitia James's large civil suit against his company.
James alleges the Trump organization intentionally misstated property values in order to obtain loans and other benefits. According to the AG's filing, he claimed his Trump Tower apartment was worth $327 million, more than three times the sales price of the most expensive New York City apartment at that time. Trump has denied wrongdoing.
Correspondent Major Garrett. North Korea has fired yet another missile, one that it claims could be much harder to detect early.
North Korea is making rapid progress on its nuclear weapons program. But today, the South Korean Defense Ministry issued some caution about this particular launch we saw yesterday. So yes, it appears they do have the technology for this solid-fueled long-range missile, but we don't actually know how far this missile will be capable of flying. They may well have some work to do before it's fully functioning.
That is the BBC's Jean McKenzie. Not as easily as before, but a widely used abortion pill does remain available after an appellate court partially overruled a federal judge in Texas. The case continues in the courts. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099s?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are meetings in Adams County that are happening today, Thursday, April 13th. The Adams County Highway Department will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight for their Highway Committee meeting at the Highway Department, 1342 County Road F in Adams. The City of Adams will hold their Fire District meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. On Friday, April 14th in Portage County, the Land Records Modernization Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. They will discuss the 2022-24 Land Information Plan update, including the committee reorganization, parcel editing method update, and Next Generation 911 implementation. The prescription drug take-back event for Wood County will be Saturday, April 22nd. Dispose of expired or unused medications properly to avoid groundwater contamination. Visit doseofrealitywi.gov for more information. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 51 overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 81. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Mid-70s, Saturday, 40s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Responsibility and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour, rolling into it. Sans Co-Devil. Thank you, Joe Specky. Vegas Joe, thanks for coming round. He's got to do some, you know, dad duty. Got to pick up the kids. So Joe's not a regular, but he's definitely a friend. And, of course, my congressman, Mark Pocan. Thank you, sir, for coming around. We appreciate it. And I'm going to take lots of your calls this hour. You're my co-devil at 844-967-2789. Your political opinions, your hot takes, whatever, you know, lightly screened by Ebone here in the world headquarters, Madison, WMDX. Once again, the phone number, 844-967-2789. Callers, you're next, but let me lead a little headline for the rest. Trump motorcade gets a hostile greeting in New York City. That's a shocker. I don't know if you know this, audience, but Donald Trump back in New York, going in front of another grand jury. More testimony due. And here's how he was greeted. Former President Donald Trump's motorcade arrived in New York City on Thursday to chants of New York hates you. New York hates you. That's got to hurt a little. Trump had traveled to New York to participate in a deposition after New York Attorney General Letitia James sued him for what was called staggering business fraud. That's a direct quote, staggering. A video of the greeting by protesters gathered at the Attorney General's office in downtown Manhattan showed them chanting, New York hates you, as the former president's motorcade arrived. What a warm greeting. 844-967-2789. We don't hate any of you. Maybe CJ some days, but the rest of you, you're in the clear. Give us a call. Like Al from Milwaukee. Al, sorry we didn't sneak you in last hour. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Curry. Hey, man. I just wanted to mention that. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. No, I wanted to mention, I said this something earlier. All of this stuff about the girls' sports is distraction. 20 years ago, I coached two girls in football and two in track, and they outperformed the boys, and they played tackle and guard on football, and the girls on the track team were shot putters. And they outperformed the boys. See, it's not about size. It's about speed and foot speed. And when you learn the right techniques, you can do anything you want to do. I just wanted to point that out. And the other part of that is I'm saying it's a distraction because did you read the article today about the man running for office in, I think it's South Dakota, who was charged and get 10 years in prison for incest? And then the guy down in Texas or Oklahoma, wherever it is, talking about he wanted to change the laws so that 12-year-olds can consent to be married. See, all of this is nothing but a distraction from the real issues that we have to put people in office to deal with.
Well, how much of it do you think is sort of biblically conceived, Al? How much of this do you think is just sort of backwoods Bibleism?
None. If you go back to the Bible and you go back to other cultures, a lot of it is nothing more than misusing children for your own personal benefit. And just like in certain Arab nations, when I was in the Air Force, people were getting their kids ready to be married at 5 and 6 years old and promising them to people. Yeah. And when the girl's period starts, they got them married and they were gone. I mean, I don't know what you can call that, but basic.
Well, arranged marriage, if a lot of different things. Sex trafficking, damn near. I mean, if you're basically selling the girl into sexual slavery at some monetary value to the family, well, that's kind of what it is. Al, appreciate you listening on 540 AM WAUK in Milwaukee. Be like Al. Join the show. We'll get to you next, perhaps, at 844-967-2789. We'll get to you next if you're Lou from Cudahy. Lou, how you been, my friend?
On my game, sir. Nice hot day today. Is Dom there?
No, Dom is on a European vacation. He'll return next week.
Oh, I see. I was looking forward to pushing his buttons. He's got that anger management problem, you know.
He is an uncivil little bastard sometimes, Lou. I'll readily agree.
Yeah. I think they call that explosive temper.
Well, compared to mine, though, he's often calmer than I, Lou. So, you know, it depends on the guy and the day and the issue.
Okay. Well, I was looking at Breitbart today, and since the Dobbs case became real,
yes, sir,
back in June, great news, 38,000 people survived not having an abortion. They're going to be accessing the Constitution. Isn't that great? I think that's just
Are we talking
awesome.
About 38,000 children have been born, or children that presumably would have been lost to abortion? I'm not sure what your contention is.
My understanding is 38,000 born.
That other
who now can access the Constitution. I think that's cool.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I hope that their families want them, Lou. You know what I mean? I was a kid who was wanted by my mom, and she had me as a single mom, and then she died, and then I was thrown to the wind. You know, it wasn't the perfect situation. I'd much rather be alive than aborted, no doubt, Lou. But I heard your pal Dan O'Donnell over on Right Wing Talk Radio say yesterday that if we the Republicans, we conservatives, if we don't reinstitute some form of legal abortion, Republicans will never win another election in this state. What do you think about a thought like that, Lou?
I didn't hear that, but you're telling me that you, a committed leftist type progressive, listen to Dan O'Donnell?
Sure.
My goodness.
I've had beers with the man. I've even gone out for fish with Gary. Yeah, no, I've sat on a panel with Dan O'Donnell and Vicky McKenna and Jerry Bader.
Unbelievable. You are violating the protocols of liberal left structured
Buddy,
ideology.
Lou, I'm just fruity. I don't have to do any damn thing I don't want to, man. That's a great part about me and me. I can be a lightning rod. You can hate me, and the lefties can hate me too if they want to, Lou. But I think I'm a pretty friendly guy. You would want to have a beer with me, Lou, because I might buy the first and the second round.
No, I don't think so. I'm not going to do that.
What if it was a Bud Light, Lou?
Bud Light? No, especially, did you hear how much money?
I hear they're losing money. I have been boycotting Bud Light my entire life, Lou, so it's more of a, I'm not a Bud Light fan, but I got to assume if you used to drink them, you're not drinking them anymore, Bud, Lou, Bud Lights, that is.
No, I never did drink Budweiser properties. It's just, it's too bitter for me. All that Budweiser stuff is bitter.
Let me ask you, do you drink a good Milwaukee beer or at least a good Wisconsin beer, Lou? What's your favorite?
Well, now and then, once in a while, I'm just not a big beer guy or alcohol guy. Once in a while, I have a wine from maybe from Door County. Cause yeah. So Shishi, you know, the kind of thing you find in Cafe Shishi. It's a Shea Snoot, do you know what I mean?
I do not, Lou. You must be snootier than I. I'm just a salt of the earth working class dude over here. I don't hang out in those highfalutin wine bars with you, Lou.
Well, I don't either, but I'm like you. I'm a working guy, just a regular blue collar guy, wage earner.
Yep.
So I'm plain and normal. I drink my beer out of a plain glass.
I drink it out of a bottle usually. I prefer bottles, but not so much aluminum cans. I am an aristocrat, Lou, when it comes to the cans. I don't like that metallic flavor.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, then you are an aristocrat, the perfectionist. But, you know, glass, I think a good glass is a little more cultured and not so uncouth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm a little uncouth, Lou. I grant you that. Actually, I'm more of a Kobe Bryant guy. I like triple doubles. You know what triple doubles are, man? Like thick drinks. I pour them myself. I give myself the benefit of a long pour, and I poured triple doubles.
Well, I hope you're not driving that night.
I try to not drive home any night, Lou. Look at this. We've had a very civil conversation, you and I, for a change.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm just disappointed that Dom's not there so I can't punch his button and make him go explode on me and then filibuster me so I can't say a thing.
Well, Lou, I let you talk plenty and, you know, I know you're a snooty wine-drinking sort of guy, apparently. Although you perceive yourself as a working-class guy, I perceive myself the same, Lou, but no real calluses on my hands. So, you know, I'm not really a working-class dude. 844-967-2789. I got to find who's next. I believe it's our pal John from Boaz. John, welcome. I can give you like 90 seconds.
Welcome. Where do you get your spunk from, your mama or your papa?
Well,
you have journalism spunk like big time, and I really like that.
What does that mean? I know spunk. I know the term or, a couple of different terms, but
intellectual, right on top of your game. Journalism.
My mom was brilliant. I didn't need, when we were kids, there wasn't Google, John. There were encyclopedias, but I would ask my mom a question. She'd make me go look it up in the World Book, but she'd always know the answer. She'd be like, is this what it said? And I'd be like, yeah, Mom. She knew. She didn't need the encyclopedia. She was my encyclopedia.
There's a lot of good love going on there, sir. I want to tell you something. I'm reading a book right now about Donald John Trump.
John, you got to hold that thought. Maybe I can bring you back after the break, but I got to take one. Come back. It's the happy hour, right?
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight-edge flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight-Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 52. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Upper 70s Saturday, mid 50s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'd like to think of it as Wisconsin's town hall, America's town hall. I think Ed Schultz used to say that. I admired him. He was one of my favorites. Hopefully we work our way into your hearts, or at least your ear holes. 844-967-2789. I'm going to take lots of your thoughts and calls this hour. Matt from Minneapolis, perhaps listening on AM 950 KTNF. Matt, welcome to the big show.
Yes, I am. 950 rocks.
They do, man.
But anyway, brother, this Lou guy, I mean, he's got a lot of balls, but he doesn't have a uterus. So what the heck is he, point is he trying to make?
Lou is very conservative. He's a known commodity to me. So the fact that we can, you know, maybe just talk about booze and beer for 5 minutes and not argue and get him to shout at us, because, you know, Lou's very dedicated to his Trump, or at least that's what he's expressed, I believe, if memory serves. You know, he's very much a believer in his tribe, Matt.
Right, right. Well, has he drunk any Bud Light lately?
He said he doesn't favor Bud Light. I'm not clear that I have any friends that do, Matt.
I'm just talking about the packaging, my friend.
No, and I know.
Also, what is this about, you know, like Missouri and Texas, you know, trying to defund libraries? I mean, what is up with that?
Well, they're trying to defund critical thinking, right? They talk all the time, and we hear it from our former governor here in the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. I call him Wanker. Wanker. Mm-hmm. All the time now. He's out because his group, the young
guitar players are called Wanker. That's a good thing.
Well, not in
because
this guy's case.
Doing the Eddie Van Halen, you know, stuff, you know. But well, anyway, I get where you're going.
This guy's a Wanker because he punted on the question of evolution. And now he effectively is grifting off, you know, rich billionaire Republicans. He's heading up the Young Adolphs Federation, Young Americans or something, and they partnered in this presidential debate. But the funniest part is, you know, it's the indoctrination of the kids. They're losing the kids 10 to 1 right now. In the state of Wisconsin, they got crushed, and they think if they could just, get a more conservative Christian message in front of the kids, if they could just, you know, make it a little more patriarchal, that somehow will appeal to them. I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know, man. I'm losing my thought here, man. But I would say,
well, you
this
know,
is the best and brightest. Good luck.
The only religion in the world. Christianity is not the only religion in the world. And I know a bunch of heavy metal people, and a lot of them are devoted Satanists. You know, I'm not, but they are.
though, Matt, the Satanic Church is moved the ball forward in a lot of ways. And I think many of their members, and thank you for listening on KTNF, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We got friends all over the place. But the Satanic Church has actually become a vessel of litigation, because every time when you carve out some new rights for some Christian group, well, the Satanic group says, great, you just carved out some rights for our people as well. Very clever stuff. 844-967-2789. That's right, isn't it? 2789. D from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Crudy, man, I am hot. I'm going to do my best to not drop any F-bombs for you there. Lou. So Lou talks about 38,000 kids that are going to be born. I'm so excited that the Republicans are going to be able to defund welfare. They're going to screw over Medicaid for these people. They're going to defund the schools so that nobody gets a decent education. And then how many of these 38,000 kids are going to die in a school shooting because you damn Republicans want AR-15s to be legal? Now, Lou, you guys just lost an election by 200,000 votes in Wisconsin about abortion. The election was about abortion. And you're sitting here calling in thinking that you guys have done something decent? I don't know what else to say.
Well,
these kids that you brought into the world, they're going to die, Lou, because you guys can't keep guns out of crazy people's hands.
D, appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. CJ, I can give you 2 minutes, man. What do you got for us?
Thank you, Crudy. Well, quickly, Title IX, Biden's Title IX, will ruin women's sports.
Yeah, how so?
And
how
the so? Worst president ever, the worst president ever said...
What'd Trump say?
This intelligence leak was no big deal. That's what an idiot, and this is the leader of your party.
Well, let me ask you, CJ, your guy was the intelligence leak. Trump took the documents and showed them off to his friends.
No, the one that just is discovered, Crudy. Come on.
I know what you're talking about, but...
21-year-old just got arrested for.
I know that, but you look past it when...
country so much.
Yes, sir.
You've done it to police. You've done it now to the military. And you got people in there that hate this country so
That's
much.
Not true. You What the hell do That's you know so about true. It, CJ? Did you and serve the country, man? Nobody in the army... Shut up. I'm done with you. Nobody that serves our country hates our country, CJ. It's oxymoronic in its thought. The sort of patriotism it takes to... put your ass on the line for your country, man. Joe Biden's not making America's hate America. Nobody hates America, CJ. We can disagree and both love America. Let's stop characterizing the other guy. Because you know what? I'm more patriotic than most of my Republican friends because they never served a damn thing other than a couple of old fashions and occasionally some Bud Light beer. Used to. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls could be next. One last segment for the day. 844-96-PARTY. Let's keep it friendly up in here.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Spring turkey season opens on April 19th. The 2023 season will run from April 19th through May 30th. All 7 turkey management zones will be open for hunting. The youth turkey hunt takes place this weekend, April 15th and 16th. Hunters under the age of 12 and kids without a hunter education safety certificate can participate under the mentored hunting program. A qualified adult must accompany them, and they must have a valid spring turkey license, stamp, and harvest authorization. Governor Evers wants to use some of the state's $7 billion surplus to help unpaid home caregivers. His budget would provide $195 million in tax relief to about 240,000 people over 2 years.
People need help, and if it doesn't come from the state government, I'm not sure where it's going to come from.
That's Evers speaking with Civic Media's Empowered Caregivers show. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 51 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 81 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Mid-70s, Saturday, 40s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Our game, 8:40 tonight. Playing the Padres on the West Coast, late start. But they're hot. They're still pretty hot. Watch, or more accurately, listen on our Brewer flagship station, WISS 98.3 FM Oshkosh. And of course, 107.7 and 1450 AM over in Richland Center, WRCE. And lots of people waiting to get in on the phones. I was just trying to point out the contrast that the rabble rouser, CJ, you know, he wants to vilify Joe Biden because somebody leaked and he didn't handle it right. And CJ's opinion, let's just say. But of course, Donald Trump was the source of the leaks. Donald Trump may be charged with violations of the Espionage Act. And there's never been any outrage from you, CJ, about any of that. Stop calling my show. You're done for now. 844-967-2789. I hope he's driving through a bad coverage area. He keeps trying to call in and listen. I'm not letting you listen. Ron from Madison, you're next. Ron, well, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Crudy. I'm with you. As a former Air Force officer, I will tell you that nobody should be attaching any kind of political means to anything this kid did. I don't know what his clearance level was, but apparently he was in an intelligence unit.
Yes,
that's all I know about it.
Yeah, he has been arrested. He was a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He was arrested today by the FBI in connection with the leaking of classified national defense information. Jack Teixeira?
I'm still trying to figure out what an Air National Guard, how an Air National Guard guy got access to this kind of classified information.
His official job was cyber transport systems journeyman, tasked with making sure the service's vast global communications network is operating correctly. He had a lot of back-end access to the internet, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And it sounds as though he altered, he put contents of some of this on Discord, and it got altered on Discord and released through there.
Well, it sounds a lot to me like this kid's going to Leavenworth sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to Leavenworth. But this isn't Joe Biden's fault. And the fact that a lot of this was what Biden was trying to allude to when he said it wasn't as big a deal as it originally seemed is that a lot of this has been altered.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem as if, Ron, appreciate your call and your listenership, doesn't seem as if there was any nefarious intent. I had actually heard a gentleman who is reportedly a friend of this suspect, this Jack Teixeira, who said, you know, no way was this guy trying to support a foreign power or the Russians or anything else through this action. Kind of described as a bro. He's like 21. Sort of a dumbass. Seems like he made a dumbass move. Maybe Joe Biden didn't think it was a big deal, CJ. Not like, you know, when the former president takes classified documents to Mar-a-Lago and holds on to them for a year. Because I'm not even trying to overblow those. You've heard me call those paperwork crimes. But when you start showing those things off to your donors and your buddies, you might be suffering through some espionage indictments as well. Talking about your boy, the former CJ. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Appreciate your patience, Mark. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, no problem. And it's ridiculous to blame Joe Biden for this because this kid did it on his own. But the fact of the matter is Donald Trump did that on his own. And you might be interested to know that a lot of the some of the staff here I've been listening to you guys via the app here at the hospital, and I've got a lot of interest in what I've been listening to here.
How you doing, Mark? You going to be back home soon, I hope?
No, it's going to be some weeks now. But that I've turned a lot of people onto the app here for you, so I'm glad to do that because they find it fascinating what I'm listening to here.
That's awesome, man.
And,
I always like the doctors, but especially, Mark, I always like the nurses.
The nurses. Oh, the nurses are just fantastic here.
Aren't they?
They're just, and all the staff that repeat the physical special, the physical therapy people and all the technicians, everybody else is just great.
Hey, Mark.
And, I can't say enough good about them.
Let me, new headline I was going to turn to since I got you on the phone. Let me ask you, had you seen the newest headlines about Clarence Thomas and his sugar daddy and a real estate deal that's been kept off the books? I know that you're going to find that quite corrupt. I hope most of the audience does.
Well, it's completely corrupt. I mean, I was just a low-level state employee, and I recognized, you know, that 35, 40 years ago when some of the vendors sent me baskets of cheer at Christmas time, I couldn't accept those on my own. I had to, you know, say, what am I supposed to do with this? Because it just, you know, that when you're a public official, you're not supposed to accept gifts, period. And Clarence Thomas should know better. I mean, these guys are so used to, Clarence Thomas and his ilk are so used to accepting that kind of thing. They don't think anything of it. I mean, and, you know, it's not just, and there was corrupt intent here, and not, I'm not going to give them, but even if there wasn't corrupt intent, you're supposed to avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
Well, that's where you're going to lose Clarence Thomas every time, Mark. Thanks for spreading the good word. Hope you're feeling better at the hospital, my friend. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown, out in the garage, I suspect. How you doing, Dick?
No, out in the backyard. It is so good to hear
from. It is an outside recess sort of day, ain't it, Dick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right here. And he's always got something incredibly knowledgeable to add. Why should CJ be so upset with this? Even if these leaks are as egregious as they're going to the guy that his guy supports.
Well, this guy put this up in a closed chat group, apparently. This suspect, yeah. This 21-year-old. Go ahead. You think a lot.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy, Kim Jong-il, or whatever his name is, Putin, all of despots in the whole world he's down with and he's friends with. Why in the heck is he mad about it? He's giving secrets to the side he's on.
I don't know why he would, though, Dick.
No, yeah, well, wasn't that wonderful, too, the other night with, not that I watch him, but the clips. When not Tucker Carlson, the other idiot from that network, he gives him an off-ramp, and then he says, no, I would do that. I mean, the guy's incredible. He's the gift that keeps on giving. He's going to put himself in prison.
Dick, appreciate you listening. Out in the backyard, it is a beautiful, glorious day here in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. And you can join me. I am doing it solo this hour, but lots of our friends joining on the phones at 844-967-2789. And, oh yeah, John from Boaz, he's back. John, we went to commercial break. I would have given you a few more minutes, but where'd you go, John? You hung up on me. You left me. What was your comment?
I am a scholar on military history. I'm looking at a picture of Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomes John Bolton back in 2018. I'm reading about Black's Law Dictionary. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. Donald J. Trump, January 6th. He's in bed with the Russians.
John, I appreciate it, man. Keep calling in. I don't know if I followed all of that, but I've always had the sense, and I don't think Donald Trump is really hidden it very well. He's always had connections with Russian oligarchs. I think if they really dug in to a pattern of sales in his real estate history, I believe he has often been a money laundering operation for Russian oligarchs, meaning they come in, they pay cash or they overpay cash for Trump Tower real estate. And, you know, Trump gets a nice little fix and he doesn't ask too many questions because he wants the cash influx. We know that Donald Trump accepted, well, he's corrupt. He's the former president. I think there's more important things to talk about at this moment, like the corrupted current U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Did you hear this news, folks? Clarence Thomas failed to disclose real estate deal with the GOP donor. We've been talking about the sugar daddy, who also paid for the lavish trips. FromTheHill.com, I wanted to share some of this with you, and we'll make some more time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas failed to disclose a 2014 real estate deal he made with a wealthy Republican donor who also paid for lavish trips over the years, you know, for him and Jenny. The outlet reported that a company belonging to Texas billionaire Harlan Crow, that guy, we've been mentioning him, he's a new character in the whole corrupt world I was unaware of till recently, but the Texas billionaire Harlan Crow bought a series of properties in a row on a residential street in Savannah, Georgia, including a single-story home and two vacant lots. The company bought the properties from Thomas, his mother, and his late brother's family for $133,363, according to state tax documents in a deed dated October 15, 2014. Thomas's mother was living at the house, and the contractors implemented renovations of a new carport, a fixed roof, a new fence, new gates soon after the sale was completed. The renovations cost tens of thousands of dollars. Federal law requires certain officials, let's call them Supreme Court justices, to disclose information about most real estate transactions. What has been the workaround, the skirt, the plausible deniability up till now? Personal hospitality. That's how Clarence Thomas is trying to escape accountability for his perhaps grandiose vacations with this billionaire guy, the Crow fella. But you can't skate on disclosing real estate transactions. Four legal experts told ProPublica that Thomas appears to have violated the law by not disclosing the deal. The report comes after another ProPublica report released last week detailing multiple luxury trips that Thomas received over a period of years from the Harlan Crow character, who has donated millions of dollars to conservative causes. Thomas also did not disclose these trips on his annual financial disclosure forms. This guy's got a little ethical problem, maybe a legal problem. Thomas defended himself following the earlier report by saying he was advised. He was advised that he did not need to disclose the trips because they came from the personal hospitality of a close personal friend. ProPublica reported that Thomas did not respond to detailed questions on its most recent story on the real estate deal. Because that part, that is subject to disclosure, right? The Hill has reached out to the Supreme Court for comment. Who's going to give you a comment from the court? Thomas? No. John Roberts? Probably not. Here is what Harlan Crow said. My intention is to one day create a public museum at the Thomas home dedicated to telling the story of our nation's second black Supreme Court justice, a preferred Thurgood Marshall. He was born in Pinpoint, Georgia, and later raised in Savannah, Crow said. He said the Thomas property and the surrounding properties were purchased at market rate based on factors like size, quality, and livability of dwellings. He said the improvements were made to the house to preserve its long-term viability. Is that right? Come back, more Devils.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Join listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
Well, I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 52. South winds around 5 miles an hour. High of 79 tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows level off around 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of this big Thursday edition. Friday Eve, as Dom would call it. I don't know what tomorrow brings, but we'll be airing the grievances right here with you. And you can, you know, get an early start. 844-967-2789. Taking your calls all the way up to till the time you get home at 6. Hopefully you're home by 6. I won't be home quite that early. Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. Appreciate your patience.
Great show, as always. I wanted to respond to two things. First off, I'm glad that Mark called. I hope he's doing better and will soon be out of the hospital. We're all thinking about him. And the second thing is to say, as he said, I used to work for the state, and the deal was you were not supposed to take anything of more value than a Diet Coke. Some would be offering you lunch. You don't take it. You pay your way. You don't have people buying you things because it creates the appearance that you are beholden to these people. That a Supreme Court justice is not aware of this is an indication that he is either horribly corrupt or horribly stupid. Choose one. And it just rings awfully.
Can I have friends buy real estate from myself and my mama and create a museum fail to disclose that? Oh. Why would that be troubling to you, Joe?
He's owed everything that could possibly come his way. And it is interesting that his deep personal friend made that friendship once he became a Supreme Court justice. It's not an old high school buddy. It's someone who saw an opportunity. And boy, has he hit the mother lode by playing on Mr. Thomas's culpability and our stupidity for letting this go forward. I wanted to return to one thing, though, Crudy, and if you will bear with me. Earlier, your fine guest, Joe Sopecki, was talking about the issue of abortion and talking about how about how the question of abortion is affecting individuals' lives is something that's going to continue to resound and work through and will not go away. I think Republicans might think we had this Dobbs decision, it's all done. It's not done. And I would call to the attention this idea that people are going to continue to hear stories. The caller, Lou, was very gleeful sadly very gleeful about this situation. And I would add and hope that he would wake up enough to listen to this. Here's a story, NBC News, August 8th, 2022, 3 days after the Dobb decision, a woman in Wisconsin, first name Melissa, 18 weeks along in pregnancy, her waters have broken. Ordinarily, before Dobbs, before we were plunged back into the 1849 law that now governs our state, the woman would have a choice to terminate that pregnancy, or if you waited, there was a very good chance that it would go septic and you would suffer serious health consequences. There's no choice now. There is no choice, and OBGYNs are in the situation, and Lou may not know this, but here they are. They are asked to have an abortion now in that circumstance, they have to say what constitutes imminent death for this woman. This woman, Melissa, had 9 days of sitting around getting more and more septic. She had infection. She had hemorrhaging. God knows what's happened to her for further pregnancies. So I don't know. You know, Lou is very gleeful about this. Maybe he doesn't have any daughters. Maybe he doesn't have any women friends or wife or know any women at all. But boy, for those people in this state who do know women, who a sister, a friend, to know that they would be in this circumstance because of being plunged back into a law from 1849. And until your life, that woman's life, is in imminent danger, forget it. You can't get any care. And I think that Joe Sopecki is absolutely right on the money, that those sorts of stories will continue in our state, and people are going to hear them, and they're going to be horrified, because it could be your wife, your daughter, your sister, your girlfriend. So I just wanted to add that into the discussion, Crudy, and I appreciate your guest was just absolutely very informative, and really appreciated his participation in today's show. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate yours, Joe. You're very thoughtful and very articulate. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. Hard to top that, but Margaret from Cottage Grove, why don't you give it a try? What do you got for us?
I would have thought after he's been on the court for so long, I would have thought that Clarence Thomas would understand that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Do you think he's ignorant, or do you think he effectively is corrupted and just doesn't feel like he needs to publicly disclose that corruption, or at least the appearance thereof, and he just thought he'd get away with it?
Well, I'm leaning towards thinking that he's just, you know, Supreme Court justice, and he can just blow off any rules. And I'm like, you know, if you can go against a wrong way driver, I don't know, something, and charge them with some, we should be able to charge a Supreme Court judge.
Well, you make an excellent point. We talk about that. No man or woman should be above the law. And Clarence Thomas, despite his esteemed role, lifetime appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court, if he has not just broken the trust of the American people, I think that's very clear. That may subject him to impeachment. I think that would be a futile effort, unfortunately. I don't think there will ever be the willingness of Republicans to do the right thing. And certainly they weren't convicting Donald Trump. They're not going to convict Clarence Thomas, but through a criminal process, unlike the former president, there's no DOJ memo saying a sitting Supreme Court justice could not be charged criminally for failing to make a disclosure of this sort, which would be a criminal violation, my understanding. But, you know, I'm just a guy on the radio. What do I know? 844-967-2789. The Dominion trial. That's going to get underway very, very soon. My understanding is as soon as Monday, and I think it could be devastating for right-wing talk radio and the alternative reality, people like Lou and CJ, where do you think they get their scripts from? They're getting them from right-wing talk radio in some part, but they get them from Fox News. They're being purposefully misled. And I think you got to be kind of a willing co-conspirator in your own, you know, ignorance is bliss sort of mentality. It can't always be Joe Biden's fault, but that's what Tucker Carlson would tell you. At some point, though, you do have to take a little initiative to educate yourself about beyond what Tucker rhymes with Tucker says during the evening, opinion cast over on the Foxy News. But I think the exposure of Fox News, I have actually looked forward more to this defamation trial than I look forward to, let's say, Donald Trump's arraignment on these Stormy Daniels charges. Because quite frankly, I think the crime, and I realize it's a civil proceeding in the case of Fox News, but I think they have committed greater crimes against the American people than Donald Trump committed, at least.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This